I'd like to welcome in our new sponsor for the year of 2024, Bree Combination Wrestling, BCW, ahead of their event at the Mecca in Ridgefield Park, New Jersey. Welcome to 2024, the new year, featuring Christina Marie, Brittany Blake, Vicious Vicky, Face, Jay Bougie, Anthony Gangone, Darius Carter, and a whole lot more Saturday, January 20th at the Mecca. Before we get started, I want to shout out our sponsors here on the BCP. As always, the BCP is brought to you by our favorite store, Funkenstein Wrestling Superstore, located online and at the Englishtown Flea Market in Englishtown, New Jersey, on Saturdays and Sundays from 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. in the Blue Building. Get your wrestling stuff, retro video games, G.I. Joes, Ninja Turtles, Ghostbusters. It's our favorite store. Thank you, Heather and Dan, for sponsoring the show. Please welcome in our new sponsor, Mania Club. Established in 2015, Mania Club is a WWE-recognized community for fans with an eclectic love for both the world of professional wrestling and raising money for Connor's Cure. During WrestleMania weekend, we host the official tailgate of WrestleMania while also celebrating the life of Connor McCauley. They are the single largest donor within the V Foundation for Connor's Cure with over $150,000 raised. Please donate and join the Facebook group over at Mania Club. Donate at jimmyv.org/maniaclub. The BCP is also sponsored by the No Gimmicks Podcast, the pro wrestling podcast that keeps it 100% real 100% of the time. The No Gimmicks Podcast is available wherever you get your podcasts. Shout out, Kelvin. Check out the No Gimmicks Podcast. Wrestling All Day, All Night is the best wrestling discussion group on Facebook. We provide more of a community feel here and have wrestling fans introduce other fans to something they may have not seen before, such as old school wrestling, indie wrestling, Japanese wrestling, and more. We also strive to be a source for information regarding upcoming wrestler meet and greets and signings. And remember, we're open 24/7, all day, all night. Be sure to follow on socials and join the group on Facebook at Wrestling All Day, All Night. BCP is also sponsored by Warriors of Wrestling. Warriors of Wrestling returns to Brooklyn, New York on Saturday, January 6th, featuring former WWE superstars Mace and Mansoor, also featuring Darius Carter, Joe Ocasio, Angel Metro, Vicious Vicky, TJ Marconi, and a whole lot more. Get your tickets now at warriorsofwrestling.com. And don't forget to subscribe for some great matches over on the Warriors of Wrestling YouTube channel. Please welcome in our new sponsors, the Sweet Chin Musings Podcast. Sweet Chin Musings is the creation of the reigning, rarely defending, highly disputed champion of wrestling podcast, Mr. Perfect Mike Mueller and his tag team partner in crime, Luke Kudialis. SCM focuses on the in-ring product of WWE and AEW. No dirt sheet rumors here, as well as backstage news, predictions, and analysis of characters, storylines, and major pay-per-views. Old school fans, don't worry, we have you covered too with a look back on classic matches, top 10 lists, and interactive tournaments that let the fans decide who is truly the best of all time. You can find us on Facebook at Sweet Chin Musings, and be sure to check out the podcast on all your favorite podcast major streaming platforms. We also got to shout out our new sponsors, United States Department of Nerds, the USDN Podcast, a podcast presented by Dat Feeling Podcast Network, LLC. The USDN Podcast is run by Jeffrey T. Fountain, a BCP Plus contributor, Jennifer Johnson, Eric Johnson, and Tay Stith, and is also home to the Queens of Nerdom Podcast. USDN Podcast is a safe place for all nerds where they can come to be entertained, learn, and embrace debate. USDN prides itself on being by the people, for the people, and of the people. Here at the USDN, we strive to bring you the best content we can find where you know it comes with the USDN seal of approval. We always strive to give you factual data, and if it's a rumor, we'll always preface it with the rumor alert before dropping the freshest info. However, once those rumors are proven true, you can bet your money we at USDN are slamming the stamp down and giving it the USDN seal of approval. Hit our links on social media for all our merch. This ad is USDN approved. BCP is now sponsored by the international shining star, Ray Kalitri. Kalitri has honed his craft traveling and wrestling all over the world, including destinations such as Mexico, Peru, Puerto Rico, and even Egypt. The ISPW Tri-State Champion and Golden Ticket Holder is also one of the longest reigning ECPW Light Heavyweight Champions in history. Kalitri also holds an international championship that he won in Mexico. Always known for his appreciation of world culture, the Shiny Star is also known for his taste for high fashion, lavish lifestyle, and fast cars. However, he is most prominently known around the globe for his unparalleled in-ring acumen and skill set. Be sure to follow Ray Kalitri across the board on social media, at Kalitri Ray on Twitter, at PAP1Fresh on Instagram, and Ray Kalitri on Facebook. Guys, please welcome in our new pod sponsor for the show, GPW Productions. GPW provides your promotion or event with top-tier video and audio production, live streaming, and more. I can personally vouch for them in saying they're hands down the best production company I've ever worked with, as they continue to work with the likes of AEW, GCW, StarCast, MLW, not to mention the majority of the local independent promotions here in the tri-state area. They can even help you film a vignette or promo for your persona or gimmick. And guess what? GPW doesn't just work in wrestling. They cover MMA, boxing, basketball, or any other sporting event as well. Guys, on a personal note, as always, I'd like to thank Mike Sesko, Frank Leone, O'Neill Andrews, and the team for giving me multiple opportunities to work with them and some of the best talent in the world. Book GPW for a promotion or event today at contact@gpwproductions.com. Once again, the BCP is sponsored by Pro Wrestling Magic. Pro Wrestling Magic presents Kingdom Come 8, 99 Red Balloons on Saturday, December 23rd at the Mecca, Ridgefield Park here in New Jersey. Get your tickets now or watch live on IWTV. Kingdom Come 8 features Darius Carter, Steve Pena, Steve Off, Kerr, Alex Ryman, Danny Moff, The Notorious Mimi, The Ruthless Lala, Vicious Vicky, Adina Steele, The Rep, Death Row, and a whole lot more. Tune in on IWTV. Guys, I want to give a special shout out and thanks to our new December podcast sponsor, Key Nation, featuring our very own BCP and BCP Plus contributor, Mr. Wayne Keener. Make sure to follow Key Nation on TikTok and Instagram for great puns, memes, dad jokes, and random ridiculous content. Thank you, Wayne. Welcome in our new December sponsors for the BCP, DDE, Daddy Daughter Entertainment. Thank you, Chucky Diesel and Chloe Rain, for sponsoring the show. Daddy Daughter Entertainment is all about family, and being a fan of professional wrestling is my favorite thing about this crazy business, and seeing Chucky and Chloe at shows. And DDE right now are putting out some amazing content and special attraction matches. Thank you, DDE. Guys, last but not least, I want to shout out our new December sponsor, Chop City Wrestling. Chop City Wrestling is where our pal Ryan Steneford takes chops from wrestlers and donates $20 to Connor's Cure for every chop he takes. Follow his adventures on his YouTube channel for all those chops and some great pro wrestling content for a great cause. Be sure to hit that subscribe button. Thank you, Ryan, for sponsoring the BCP.
Yo, listen, it's Platinum Max, part of the Acclaim, the Platinum Playboy, best wrestler alive, and you are rocking with the Bob Culture Podcast. Yo, listen, Platinum on the mic, and I'm coming for your ass. I'm listening to the Bob Culture Podcast, and I think it's the hottest show in the game, because them and everybody loves the Acclaim. Now, scissor me.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome into a very, very special episode of the BCP. And I'm very excited to say, please welcome back to the show. You know her as the current reigning and defending Pro Wrestling R Women's Champion, the former Pro Wrestling Magic Women's Champion. We'll talk about that in a little bit. And she is right now your 2023 BCP Plus Women's Wrestler of the Year. Please welcome back to the show our good friend, Ruthless Lala. Lala, thanks for coming on the line. It's so nice to talk to you. How are you today?
Everybody is expecting Ruthless Lala. Ruthless Lala is sleeping right now. This is Tiberius Asante, the man monster.
Tiberius, welcome in, Tiberius. We had an interview with Lala scheduled tonight. Had a lot to talk to her, and I know you have a relationship with Lala in recent months. Tiberius, welcome in. Is Lala with you right now?
No. You see, Lala's busy, so I'm going to take care of all her interviews, all her promotions. See, everyone thinks I don't care about Lala, but if I didn't care, would I do this interview? would I do this interview so that her career keeps going in the right direction as it is?
Okay, fair enough. Well, ladies and gentlemen, again, the impromptu guest, Tiberius Asante, welcome in. Mr. Asante, I have to ask you, I mean, first and foremost, I did see some, you know, and I haven't kept up with everything. I've been very busy, but I've seen some stuff on Twitter. I know you guys had a good relationship at some point, you and Lala. Things are going well for you guys, and it seemed to be taking a turn at some point. Is everything okay with you guys?
Hey, give me one second.
Tiberius,
hey.
Let me
out. What? Hey, I'm trying to do an interview right now. You need to speak. What? You need to calm down. You need Lala? To calm down.
Rob.
Lala?
No.
Location, Rob.
Hold on, Rob.
Location?
Lala, why are you acting a fool right now? Can't you see I'm doing this interview for you?
Lala, are you okay?
I'm sorry about that, Rob.
I don't know what to do.
She is resting with the ancestors right now. They are taking complete care of her right now. She is totally fine. What you heard was just a small little disagreement. That's all. But I think now she is in agreement, and she's taking a nice little nap, if you will.
Okay. Is and I don't mean to impose. I don't know what's going on. I'm pretty sure I heard Lala. She said something about location. Is Lala okay? Is she okay?
No. See, you heard wrong. I don't know what she was talking about. Lala is completely, totally fine. There is nothing wrong. She is having we'll call it a powwow meeting with the ancestors. They're having a little one-on-one right now.
You keep bringing up the ancestors. I've followed on social media. I heard a little bit about this. Could you explain a little bit more what's going on? Is she safe?
Oh, she's totally safe. She is completely fine. Don't worry about it. To answer your question, you see, the ancestors are my guidance. They help guide me to what I need to go to. Like right now, it's guided me to this pro wrestling art heavyweight championship match, which I'm going to win on January 28th. It's guided me to Rufus Lala. The ancestors drew me into Rufus Lala for a reason. There's something about Rufus Lala, something that she has within her spirit, her soul, that they want. All of this has been a part of their plan, their will.
Oh, okay, I'm trying to follow here. First and foremost, Lala, if you can hear me, please, reach it.
Rob, you're going to direct your questions to me now.
All right.
Lala is busy.
Okay, sorry, sir. I'm sorry. I hope you're okay. Please reach out, Mr. Asante. I apologize. So, if I'm understanding correctly, you know, just following you guys, it seemed like you had a great relationship. You were working together. Things were going just fine. And now, as you just explained, there's some sort of, I don't completely understand, but it seems like the end goal here is heavyweight gold,
heavyweight championship. See, yes, the 6 months that we were together, it was happiness. But again, that was all part of the plan of the ancestors to get Rufus Lala, to get her to be with me, because we have an unbreakable bond. The ancestors showed me a vision that we are inseparable. Everything that we have done has been according to their plan.
Okay. Aside, with all due respect, sir, I mean, I've been very much in love many times, and it's been some of the toughest times of my life. It's been some of the greatest times of my life. And I think sometimes love can do things to you. I don't mean to psychoanalyze right now, but and I know it's the quest for gold, and I know you have goals, and I respect that. But I got to ask you: are you well? Are you okay, Mr. Asante?
I am. I've never been seeing things more clear than I have now, thanks to the wisdom and the vision that the ancestors have showed me, the knowledge that they have provided me. I'm seeing things oh so clear, crystal clear.
Okay, well, and again, I want to be respectful. I want to first and foremost make sure that Lala is okay. But I have to ask you this again, psychoanalyzing the situation: was this relationship all along with Lala, was this just a means to something, or was this genuine? Is this genuine, or are you guys okay?
It's genuine. She won't admit it, but she is in love with me. It is all part of the plan. And she knows it. That's why I keep telling her this bond cannot be broken. I've been telling everybody, but no one seems to understand. No one understands that how inseparable we are. she will always be by my side. I've already seen it. I've seen me holding the heavyweight championship, taking it from Isaiah Wolf, and having Rufus Lala by my side as I hold up the Pro Wrestling Noir heavyweight championship. I've already seen it.
Well, all right. Then I'll ask you this. You mentioned Isaiah Wolf, sir. I mean, we know the history. Again, our feud of the year here on the BCP, they've had such history. Isaiah Wolf, Ruthless Lala fighting all over the Northeast, different promotions now in Prolific. We've seen they've kind of had their differences as of late. Do you have any opinion? Is your relationship with Lala kind of weighing on the relationship of Prolific in your mind?
It's interesting how a man can take such an essential tool from another man, and you can watch that man start to become unhinged and start to fall apart. If you notice, since I've taken Rufus Lala from Isaiah Wolf, Prolific has been in shambles. Isaiah Wolf has been unhinged. It's all part of the plan. It's all part of the plan. He can't focus. He won't be focused when it comes January 28th. He won't know how to handle himself when it comes to Tiberius Asante.
And again, I'm concerned. I'm sorry. I'm trying to do an interview here. I'm frazzled. I'm a little concerned. I'm trying to do my homework here. Can you just tell me where you are or where you guys are right now? I just want to make sure everyone's okay. I heard something about a location.
That question cannot be answered. You see, I don't need people knowing where we are. Where's Rufus Lala? Everyone needs to mind their own business and prepare for the future, because the future is looking, so bright. So bright.
All right. Well, just in terms of Lala's safety, sir, or well-being, I could have sworn I heard her. Guys, if you're listening, please, if you're watching, please let me know if you've heard from Lala. Can I ask you this, sir? Will we see Lala on the 28th? Will we see Lala perhaps at Pro Wrestling Magic? Is she okay?
You will see Lala. You will see Lala when it is time for you to see Lala. When it is time, the ancestors will let me know. And when I know, you will know.
All right. Mr. Tiberius, sir, I'm being very respectful, but if something's going on with you and Lala, you've seen Lala's in-ring work. She's one of the toughest people I have ever met in this business and in real life. I don't know if it's a good idea. Whatever's going on here, I don't know if it's a good idea, sir, with all due respect, to rub Lala the wrong way here. She can lay into you, man. I'm just saying.
You don't understand. You see, that's the energy that the ancestors want. They want that. So if I have to bring it out, so be it. The ancestors will get what they want. They want that energy. They want that fighting spirit she has. That's something that's deep inside of her. That's what they want. That's what they're after. And the ancestors always give what they want. They haven't failed yet. Pay attention. Stay tuned.
I'm trying my best, sir, to follow what you're saying. You seem really enthralled with what's going on. And again, I hope everyone's safe. I hope Lala's safe. I hope you're well. I mean, just tell us, I know you talked about the ancestors a little bit. Tell us about what's going on right now. It seems like there's a fire, maybe some sort of ritual, or you have a cloak of some kind. What can you tell us? What's going on right there?
See, earlier, someone messed up by answering a certain person's phone call. So I had to let the ancestors use me as a vessel and recite a couple incantations. And that's why you see the flickering light, as you see in this garment that I'm wearing, this African dashiki passed down from my ancestors.
All right. Tiberius, and again, usually, you know, we talk to people on the show. It's awesome to get to know you better and to talk to you a little bit, sir. I always like to ask people's goals and who they want to face right now. But I got to ask you this, Tiberius, do you think maybe you're just kind of losing sight of things? I know you have your sights on heavyweight gold and goals and the ancestors, as you mentioned, but I just don't want you to lose your way, man. You know, I've met you a few times. I think you're a hell of a competitor. You got a great look. You got great in-ring work, man. You had a great match with Smiley. I just got to say this, man. Do you think maybe there's a chance you're losing sight of things a little bit over heavyweight gold and this all this stuff with the ancestors?
I'll say it again. My sights, I'm seeing things so clear right now. Everything is all part of this plan. I see everything. And I'm laser focused on the goal. The goals of the ancestors, their will. I am laser focused. Nothing can stop me from achieving their goals. Nothing.
Okay. Well, Mr. Asante, I appreciate a few minutes of your time, and forgive me if I'm being rude here, man, but I just got to ask one more time, or where are you? Is it, can I reach out to Lala? If she's there, could you just put her on real quick? I'm really concerned.
If you ask me where she is one more time, I'm not responsible for what the ancestors do. So let's not ask that again. I'm going to say it again. Ruthless Lala is safe. She is completely fine. She is unharmed. She is resting. The ancestors will release her when they are done.
All right. Well, Mr. Asante, I appreciate the time. I wanted to talk to Ruthless Lala about, you know, her 2023 and her goals this year. And I'm going to be quite honest with you, sir. I'm a little concerned for her well-being. I'm a little concerned for your well-being right now, I guess. Before we get out of here, sir. And again, if Lala is there, please, like, let her know she can reach out to us. If, you know, she said, I thought I heard something about location. I feel like that's, I'm sorry. Very important. Guys, if you know anything about Lala, please reach out to me. I'll say this, sir. I'm having trouble following what you're going. I want to respectfully say I don't want you to lose your way. I don't want you to lose your way. I know you have your eyes locked on the target, but this being said, and just psychoanalyzing here, man, what Tiberius Asante, you're here. The platform is yours right now. What is your mission statement right now? I see where you're going. What is your goal? You talk about heavy with gold. What is your mission statement right now?
It's simple. Anybody who tries to get close to Lala, bad things will happen. Anybody who talks to Lala, bad things will happen. You see, the ancestors have a vision, and that vision includes Lala. That vision includes pro wrestling, our World Heavyweight Championship gold.
Well,
let it be known, the ancestors will have their way. Allow us to guide you.